All right, we're ready to roll with another podcast episode. It's Eric Chase. About 5:30 or so on Tuesday, November 13th. The second time for these two guests, Lucas and Wendy from, correct me if I'm wrong, is it the United Way of Greater Toledo?
United Way of Greater Toledo. You got it.
Got it.
You got
Yay.
It.
Yay.
Yay. Step one.
practicing that. So before we dive into to why you guys are here, and if you wouldn't mind, we'll go back into the summertime and talk about the school event that you did, and we can recap that. Wendy, how long have you been here now?
It is exactly 9 months today.
Okay.
Wow.
How do you feel about the early arrival of winter?
Well, we were just talking about it.
We were coming in saying, what happened? What, you know, we went from, it seemed very warm days to very cold quickly, but you know what? It's going to be a beautiful season. It was fun to drive over here and see the lights on at the zoo and know that families will enjoy the holiday spirit there. And the cool air, let's just say that brings an even better element of that feeling.
You are the eternal optimist.
I know. I'm over here like, I hate the cold.
and I don't know how people were getting through, because the fall beers, like the Oktoberfest and the pumpkin spice drinks, were out in like August and September, and summer lingered. So you're sweating through that latte.
Right.
And then we have like 6 days of fall, and bang, here's winter. And we're supposed to get a couple of inches of snow on Thursday. So.
Yeah. Oh, no, really? A couple inches? I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. You're like, oh, wait.
I quit looking ahead
there
too much.
You
change your tune real fast.
So much for optimism.
Right. Did Lucas, so this will be your first holiday season here?
Yes, first one. And so look at, you know, and it is, like I said, the zoo lights or things, you know, that's all novelty to me at this point. It's new and it sounds like fun and neat. And then I have two nephews in the area and it will be fun to, you know, and okay, so for everybody out there, I always wonder, when you've got a 14-year-old and an 8-year-old, how much do they want to help decorate a Christmas tree or Christmas cookies? I figure they're beyond that, just wanting video games. But well, I'm hopeful.
Right.
Right. Okay. Is there anything that Lucas threw at you that you're like, I really want to do that for the holidays? Because we do have lights before Christmas. We're getting a skating rink.
Yes.
I saw that on Facebook.
Is that on your radar at all?
I did not know that was happening.
I think that's super, for all the... Go ahead, Wendy. I'm sorry.
Well, and I think Lucas put the Red Kettle Run, what is it, a relay Saturday, and kicks off the Christmas parade downtown.
Yep,
and of course, Salvation Army is such a great organization, one of our partners. And so... I think you got that on my calendar to support that.
Yeah.
There are, you can't say there's nothing to do in Toledo anymore, because there's arguably too much going on. There's plenty of options. But yeah, I'm kind of surprised it took us this long to get a skating rink, kind of like have you guys been up to Detroit at Campus Martius?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So they've long had a skating rink as they've developed that area around Wayne State, and it's kind of neat. I was surprised to see that we're getting our skating rink here, and it's going to last through February, and it's like $5 for an hour and a half. It's a great idea.
Oh, wow, that's not much, right? That's a pretty good price.
No, that's good. That's good.
Oh, that's really good. Fantastic.
And I love to ice skate, weirdly.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like love to ice skate, love to roller skate too. It's like, I don't
Eric,
know.
Do you like a skater guy?
I enjoy roller skating. I should be doing it more frequently. There's only like one adult skating night here. Everything else is geared towards kids and teens, but we have a couple of skating rinks. I can't do inline, and I would probably rip up a knee on ice skates, but I'll give it a go.
You know what? Not that far away in Ann Arbor. I don't know how many ice skating rinks they have that people do, you know, a lot of skating. So.
Yeah, there's a bunch of places in the area to ice skate, at least within an hour's drive, but it's neat to finally have it here. It's a nice star on top of our holiday season.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
there's something else I was going to ask you, Wendy, about your first year here. Let's see, ice skating, zoo. Have you checked off a lot of boxes here as a transplant so far?
Well, one of the things I really enjoyed Jeep Fest. I had a great time with that, and the energy in the community and that sort of thing. And I actually got to go out to Jeep, you know, as they were getting ready for it. And of course, Jeep is a tremendous supporter of United Way, and they do amazing things for us. So that was really fun, and to see how excited folks got for that. And then the football season's always a blast. I mean, when I see the Rockets have a good season and people enjoying that, and so it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, the mayor has certainly amped up the marketing for support of the team this year that I hadn't seen in the past. Pep rallies downtown, the mascot places. So yeah, there was a palpable buzz, at least in September or October. And I know they're not having an incredibly great season, but it was great to see that during the fall.
You know what? They're loyal. The fans are loyal, so you feel good energy. Oh, and that food truck scene downtown. That is really fun.
Lunch at Levis?
Yes. Yeah. That is a blast.
Yeah. We have some really good food trucks. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine who has like legitimate, authentic East Coast style pizza. The name of the place is called Mama Mary's.
Okay.
They had a place on Eleanor, like North Toledo-ish, and they kept getting robbed. And so it was an unsafe area, so he closed it. But he told me he was looking for a second spot, you know, in Sylvania or Maumee. I said, what about a food truck? He's like, they're pretty expensive, but maybe.
I mean,
if I were doing food, I'd get a food truck.
Yeah. I've had Mama Mary's many times.
Really?
For an alliteration, Mama Mary's many times. and yeah, my friend used to live on that side of town, so we used to go over there and get Mama Mary's on Sundays and have it. Yeah, it's really good pizza.
So good. I remember the question. I mentioned that it's real inexpensive to do this skating thing. How have you found cost of living here?
Okay, that is truly amazing.
You came from Dallas, right?
Well, I'm from Texas, which it's a good cost of living down there. But, you know, having lived in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. and some other places, this place is pretty mind-blowing that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's accessible. You can enjoy so many things without being stuck in traffic for an hour and a half. You know, so that's the part that's amazing.
There's never, this is a city, and you can get outside of the city pretty quickly, but there's never any traffic congestion. It's just construction.
Yeah.
Whereas in other cities, you know, up in Detroit or other places, it's just a snarl to a crawl because of bottlenecking and so much traffic.
And the metro parks here, when you say you can go, you don't have to go very far to be in a beautiful space that is maintained. And when I see people enjoying them with their families and their pets and stuff, it's wonderful. It's such good energy.
If only we didn't have winter.
If only.
If only.
I'm sure the parks will be beautiful in the winter.
Yeah.
Too,
right.
Just very cold. Lucas, I remember when Alex was out, our photography friend Alex was out taking pictures all last winter of birds, and I was like, we have great birds here too. Uh-huh. No, Lucas,
bird
do you know
watching.
About?
Yeah, bird watching is the thing here. We'll have to go sometime.
I can believe it.
We have great birds here.
And where I live, we've been. It's sort of weird because there are deer right there. We had a fox den.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had never lived in a place. I've just never lived in a place with so many beautiful animals that are right there. So I can believe the bird thing is just amazing too.
Yeah. When we were doing a podcast this Saturday morning, I paused. Those blinds were open, and what I could only imagine was a cardinal landed on the tree.
Aww.
And I'd never seen one before. But we have a bird. We have a friend who does some photography for the Metro Park system. He was out taking pictures of birds and animals in the Metro Parks all winter long. And I was like, I would love to do that. He's like, come on out. I was like, I'll wait till it all thaws.
Yeah.
I'm not a winter person. Let's go back before we go forwards. You guys had a big school backpack event that I had you in for around like late August or September.
Yes.
Time has really, the end of the year has flown. It was very successful, wasn't it, at the Huntington Center?
Yeah.
It was. And what was it? We had so many volunteers sign up that we had to cut it off because the fire marshal said you can't have more than 1,200 people that signed up to help. And it was neat too, as a volunteer experience, appreciating that even the littlest of kids can come in and help pack a backpack, just like any, you know, and the adults and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, over 1,000 volunteers. We packed 5,000 backpacks like we do every year. But each year it just keeps getting bigger and better, and more people keep coming out, more folks opening up their pocketbooks and generosity to help support this initiative, which is great because it's all about giving kids the tools that they need to be successful in school. I mean, that in itself is just so heartwarming and just something folks can really get behind. But this year I felt like was extra special because usually, you know, when we're following the backpacks being filled and packed up, obviously the tables are dwindling down, the supplies are getting fewer and fewer as we pack more bags. And we had one individual, one lady at the end of the line who is carrying the 5,000 backpack. So, of course, I walk over and ask her. I said, hey, it looks like you're carrying the very last backpack. Do you mind if we just, you know, mention you over the loudspeaker? You know, I got her name, you know, that we're going to do a little shout out. You know, so-and-so has the 5,000th backpack. And I was talking to her more, and she's like, yeah, I'm actually a teacher at Toledo Public Schools.
Great.
And it just made that moment even more special to just say that, you know, this year for our 5,000th backpack, it was delivered by a teacher, a public school teacher who understands the needs of their students. She's out here trying to make a difference so that she can positively impact her kids that she helps teach every day, not only in the classroom, but outside the classroom as well.
You know, the other thing I thought was so cool was so many people did write notes to students that we put in the backpacks to remind them to, you know, stay focused, have a good year, good luck, things like that. Well, the overflow area for volunteers, because we had so many people who wanted to come, we had an area where they wrote notes to teachers, speaking of teachers. And so it was thank you notes to teachers, encouraging them in their year ahead. So just the energy was amazing, and you didn't want to leave. You know,
right.
It was like, it's just fun to stay and watch people have that fun. So
some of that's great that those the notes are written, the personal reinforcement. I'm glad that we're all different ages, but I'm glad we're not in school now, because just some of the horror stories, from testing to kids not having the proper school supplies to teachers not. I was just at Woodward a couple of weeks ago, and I work with the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition, and we were bullying always comes up, and we said, what do you guys do about bullying in your school? And they said they have a bullying box where you can report kids who have done this, and they're like, it doesn't work, because a lot of times kids will just put names in there to get other kids in trouble. So the things that kids have to deal with, and teachers as well, and parents and schools, I'm glad that we've all done our matriculating, because it is difficult, and I'm glad that we can help out the United Way, and our community at large can help these kids get through what they're going through at schools, whether it's public, private, or suburban. It's a lot tougher, I think, than what we had.
Well, and we have, you know, with our, and you may be aware, the Schools is Community Hubs program, and we're trying to bolster that. And it's where you're putting many United Ways in the schools, so that if, whether it's a healthcare reference, maybe a family in need of some financial counseling, you know, different things for families, so teachers can teach and focus on that, and kids' needs get met. We had a story about a kiddo who needed glucose strips, and the teacher could just turn it over to the Hubs director, and that person can take care of that, and the teacher works on their thing. But to your point, it's complicated.
Yeah.
And every hub looks a little different in every school, and we want to build more of them. And I always say, in a perfect world, every school would have a hub, no matter how much money the kids have in that school. There are still things where you might need anonymously some help
sure.
in a very accessible space. So we're building that out maybe some other time, because we're here to talk about a different program.
Yeah. But it's a great initiative. It really is. The Schools Community Hub is a great initiative.
Why are you guys here tonight?
I actually have completely forgotten.
I honestly forget what it was.
We were on a really good tangent.
So many good things.
I know.
But when you're like, I have some, absolutely. You know, you're always, the invitation is always open. So what are you guys here for?
Yeah, so we're here to talk about, again, last time we were talking about backpacks and Kickoff to Caring, and we were running a really great Facebook fundraiser to, again, help offset some of those costs so that we could continue offering backpacks to kids via donors just giving $15. So we have another Facebook fundraiser happening for our end of year ask. So as we were talking about before we started recording, you know, it's the holiday season and it's the holiday times, and folks are really, really generous this time of year. So we hope hopefully can direct some of those generous feelings to this Facebook fundraiser we have going on now. So it's all centered on Adopt a Family, which is a program run at United Way, and it specifically helps working families across Lucas Wood and Ottawa County. So Adopt a Family is made available to folks who are part of unions. So anyone who is part of a working union, they can actually reach out to United Way and Adopt a Family if they have some sort of need. So these are individuals who have gone 30 days without income, so they haven't had financial support coming into their household, which is already, you know, hard to imagine and fathom, being 30 days without having compensation of some sort.
Sure.
And especially, I mean, that situation's hard any time of the year, but especially we know around the holiday time, that can be really, really difficult for a family when it comes to gifts and food. So our Adopt a Family fundraiser, you know, we get a lot of inquiries over the holiday season. So we have a lot of people coming to us with needs right now, and any contribution that we can get to this fundraiser will help meet the needs of those families and individuals.
And to your point, like with the cold, you know, your utility bills go up. You need more layers of clothing. You will eat heavier meals to keep the caloric intake and, you know, burning that energy. You think about all the layers that the onset of the cold weather brings to these families. And then medicine, you know, people are getting colds and flus. And so it just becomes even more critical. And to Lucas's point, people are also very generous in thinking about how grateful they are. Their families are not maybe in need. So it brings together, you know, some great organizations.
Lucas, you mentioned you get a lot of inquiries, and I looked at that in a binary way. People asking how they can help, but also what you mentioned of people needing help. Do you know how many families have been adopted in the past, and how many you're looking to help out this year?
Yeah, so on average, adoptive family helps assist about 43 family units throughout the year, and more specifically, they help about 118 children as well. So the clause here is that adoptive family services, again, is available to someone who is part of a union. So a parent who's part of a union, a grandparent who's part of a union, if they are in need of some sort, as Wendy was saying, you know, utilities, rent, electric, what have you, or they're in need of some just basic kind of needs. So we're talking food, clothing, different things like that. They can get their whole family can get assistance.
Great.
So it's not just reserved to that one individual's needs who is, you know, part of that union. It's available to their entire family and then addresses the needs of their entire family unit as well.
And we're kind of, Lucas and I are both, we have backgrounds with the unions that mean a lot to us, and appreciating that if it weren't for these folks many, many years ago and the work they did to organize and protect our rights as workers and take good care of us. You know, I feel like I years ago had a bumper sticker that said, you can thank a union for your weekend. And I always thought that was kind of a good way to think of it. And I was with the AFL-CIO at one point, and I know, Lucas, your family was deeply affected by union support.
Yeah, most certainly. My dad has been in the union his entire career. He is an HVAC tech, so he's a heating and air repairman, the guy who comes in and fixes your air conditioner or your heater when it goes out over the winter time. So he's been, again, since he started working at 19, he has been part of a union, and the union has been such a critical component of our family. I know even when, you know, when my dad lost his job when I originally went off to college, because of the union, you know, we're able to keep things like our health insurance, you know? So even if I got sick and my dad was, you know, didn't have work at the time, I still could go and get medical care. I still had all of these array of services available and accessible to me because of strong unions, because of organized workers. And they're so pivotal to the success of any community, not just from protecting workers, but again, protecting benefits as well, and just really standing up for blue collar folks who just want to provide for their families, just want to have successful careers. Unions help stand up for those folks. And I know at United Way, we're incredibly proud to have such strong partnerships with our unions. Yeah. We have an AFL-CIO rep in our office. We have a UAW rep in our office who deal specifically with our labor communities. So again, it's something near and dear to my heart to be able to put on an initiative like this, because again, I know how important unions are and how important it is for us to help support these working families.
I think if people visualize a union worker, maybe they often think factory worker. You mentioned UAW, so auto workers, but there's also people like people who work at supermarkets, teachers, as well.
Yeah.
The unions are all over the place.
I think it's an interesting point to make that at Jeep, for example, the employee giving there at the Jeep plant, 100%. To United Way, because they see the need to support the community philanthropically.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's sort of that, you know, sort of cycle in life that, you know, they do give and they're very committed to it. And so we're very proud of that relationship. And it speaks so much to, you know, how much they want to care for others. And so caring for them makes sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is up and running, correct? And runs through the end of the year?
Yes. Yep. It is on our Facebook page. We make it very clear. It's posted everywhere. So it's
give.
So it's pinned at the top of our page. If you just jump on and search United Way of Greater Toledo, Toledo on Facebook. You'll see it at the very top. Also, whether you're on your desktop or on your phone, of course, you can see the fundraisers tab. And if you click on that, it'll be the first fundraiser to pop up there. We have a goal of $5,000. So we are on our way. We've raised nearly $400 so far. So we've already seen some great donors come through and give to this particular initiative. But we know we have a ways to go, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we're really hoping that folks will start to show that same generosity that we see time and time again towards the end of the year.
Maybe they can keep, people can keep you in mind. I guess exactly 2 weeks from today, I don't think I'm incorrect with this, but that's Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
As we fit in, so because we've lined up the days now. We've got Black Friday. We've got Small Business Saturday. I don't know what Sunday is. Sunday is our day of, we rest our debit cards.
I don't
cards.
Know if we've called it anything yet, but just but yeah. Wait. We'll find something.
Maybe clean out the fridge. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Cyber Monday and now Giving Tuesday. So you guys would be a great spot to do that. Yeah. And this runs through the end of the year.
Yes.
Facebook page, easy to find, very simple. Do you guys have any other holiday things going on with the United Way? Or is that it? If that's it, that's fine.
We have, I think, other events and things. And, you know, because it's a time of year people think about giving and want to support, there are a number of projects to be a part of. And then also if you want to volunteer, you know, being in touch with 211 and, you know, how you can volunteer. So we look forward to the conversation. Visit the website, you know, and anytime you're downtown, come visit our office. We, you know, we enjoy having people drop by. And
can we get in there because of the construction? I know
now
it's a little hairy.
For like a couple of weeks, maybe, but I'm sure they'll put in that other big tank on the other side.
Right. Yeah, if folks are looking, you know, of course, like holiday time, you get a lot of inquiries to volunteer. Folks want to give back. They want to have more of a hands-on approach. And as Wendy said, 211, which is a free information and referral service line offered by United Way. You can actually go to 211oh.org if you're not a phone person. Okay. And you can instant message a 211 rep. So a lot of the times when we talk about 211, folks are like, oh, isn't that for people who are, you know, in need? You know, they need food or they need clothing or they need emergency shelter of some sort. Yes, it is, but it also has a dual side where people can elect to give help as well. So if you are a community volunteer and you're, again, looking for somewhere that you can either have hands-on volunteering or offer skills of some sort to one of our partners, you can always call 211 and they will be able to direct you to somewhere in the community that needs help because we always need help. Yeah. So someone will need help with something and they will be able to direct you to that particular institution.
Sometimes it's a good time for kids to donate their hours that they need to check off for school during their time in between Christmas and New Year's as well. So they can reach out in that regard.
And sometimes when families are together for a big family get together, it's a great way for them to pull together and spend some time volunteering with an organization.
Yeah.
I've seen that a lot. So it's a very special thing.
Rather than sitting around Thanksgiving and hating one another, you can actually do some good for the community. Lucas and Wendy from the United Way of Greater Toledo, thank you guys. Good to see you again. Wendy, stay as warm as you possibly can.
Thank you.
Lucas, we can go ice skating.
Thank
you. You guys will
be
great.
That'd be beautiful.
On a warmer day.
Okay. I'll take that.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.